Officials here conducted an inspection of the newly completed equipment upgrades to the sand bypass system beneath the south side of the bridge, made possible by $1.2 million in congressional directed spending in 2022. They then discussed the planned projects on the north side of the inlet and how Denrick and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are effectively using $8.1 million in state and federal funds to replenish and protect the inlet and Route 1 from major storms. As officials toured the area, Senator Chris Coons talked about the importance of these projects.
I'm an appropriator in the U.S. Senate. It's been my honor to fight for the funding for these resources. And alongside Senator Carper and Senator Blunt Rochester and Congressman McBride, as an appropriator for the Army Corps of Engineers, this is one of my absolute top priorities.
Senator Coons says that without these continuous efforts to nourish and replenish these beaches, there would be breakthrough and overwash, and so it would not be a stable place for people to boat, fish, and recreate, and adds that most of the beaches would be destroyed within a matter of years. At the Indian River Inlet, I'm Joe Ciccanti for the Talk of Delmarva.